This is St. Louis Public Radio. Alley cats, feral cats, community cats, no matter what you call them, there are nearly 40 million cats living in outdoor colonies in the United States. Some are strays that were lost or dumped. Others are feral cats born in the wild. To manage their population, a growing number of communities in the St. Louis area have turned to volunteers who trap, neuter, and then return the cats to their environments. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has their story.
Kitties! Come on, kitties! I know you're hungry!
Linda Braboy is pushing her walker down an alley near Fairground Park. She cheerfully explains how she traps feral cats. The wheeled walker not only helps her get around, but she uses it to transport cat food and wire cages. Braboy is working with St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach to stabilize the outdoor cat population in her neighborhood. Volunteers with the group take the cats to be neutered or spayed and then return them to their alleys. Braboy has trapped about a dozen cats so far.
I do this because I love cats, I love animals, and I don't mind helping them. And it also not just help the cats, it helps the community keep down the cat population. Basically, if they get neutered, they kind of tend to not destroy or tear up as much.
Trap, neuter, return programs, known as TNR, are gaining popularity in local communities. The city of St. Louis adopted the approach in 2014. Animal advocates say it's a humane alternative to rounding up feral cats and taking them to the pound, where most are euthanized. Director Terry Zeman says Feral Cat Outreach helps people care for outdoor cat colonies. Her group has helped trap and neuter more than 1,000 cats this year, preventing thousands of offspring. She has a message for well-meaning people who feed strays.
If you feed them, fix them, because if you're feeding them, you are making it easier for them to sustain a pregnancy and a litter of kittens, which is only going to multiply and get worse for you. Feed your cats, but bring them to us or to your vet or make whatever arrangements you can and get them spayed or neutered and break the cycle.
Danielle Faulkner Schaefer volunteers with Feral Cat Outreach. On a recent Monday, she helped watch over 36 feral cats at a spay-neuter session held at the Thomas Dunn Learning Center in Dutchtown. A veterinarian performed the procedures in a mobile clinic outside owned by Operation Stop Pet Overpopulation. Faulkner Schaefer says the long hours are worth it.
I've seen firsthand stabilizing a colony and how much healthier the cats are because they're no longer fighting. And we help the colony caretakers get shelters for their animals, make sure they have sufficient food. And then, you know, over time, the numbers go down, but at least then they're not being euthanized simply for existing.
No one knows how many feral cats live in the city of St. Louis, but Health Services Manager Janine Aragi says the number of cats taken in by animal control has declined from 1,400 in 2009 to just over 200 last year. Aragi understands that some people consider outdoor cats to be a nuisance, but she says they do help keep the rodent populations down.
Sometimes people think some of these wild creatures don't belong in our city, but they are. They're a part of our city. I mean, we have hawks and we have squirrels and raccoons and possums, and feral cats are just among those.
Zeman says that Feral Cat Outreach gets about $5,000 a year from the city to pay for neutering and spaying the cats, but it's the volunteers that make the program work.
Are you ready to get released?
It's return time, and Zeman is soothing a spayed calico cat that's about to be free. She sets the cage down on a South City sidewalk and opens the trap door.
Good kitty.
The cat bolts.
It is a little heartbreaking when we return the friendly ones, but there's only so many homes, there's only so many rescues, there's only so many places we can network cats to, and that's just the best we can do.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.